Amen. I want to thank Fellowship Baptist Church for allowing us to be here. Thank you for all the preparations you made before we even got here. Amen. Wonderful meal today. Everything y'all have done for us already. I feel so unworthy to even be here today. If you would, open up your Bibles to the book of James, chapter number 4. I begin reading in verse number 13, and the Bible says, "Go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor." That appeared for a little time and then vanished away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Let us pray. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and your grace, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for the privilege to stand behind this sacred desk tonight. I pray, Lord God, you'd help us, Lord God, now. I'm nothing and you're everything. You must increase and I must decrease, Lord. May you get all the honor. May you get all the glory. And we thank you for all that you do. For in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. So I'd like to look at verse number 14. Amen. That little middle passage there in the verse, it says, "For what is your life?" For what is your life? What are you doing with your life today? I mean, today, we're not promised tomorrow. What have you done today for the Lord? Amen. What are you going to do? What we make plans often, amen. I mean, me and my wife, we made plans while we was out in Idaho. And guess what? All those got scratched when we got hit by a drunk driver, amen. And now I realized, amen, at me turning 40 years old, I had to look back on my life and see how God's truly blessed my life. I didn't deserve him to give his only begotten son so I could have life and have it more abundantly. I didn't deserve him to come down here and be put on the old rugged cross so I could have eternal life forever, amen. I didn't deserve none of that, but I'm so glad he did. Amen. So I would like for you to reflect on your life tonight. What are you doing for the Lord? Amen. I remember when I got saved on April 4th, 2010, it's the best day, amen, of my life. I don't never plan on getting over it, amen, because that is the day the Lord saved me, amen. That's the day when old things was passed away, behold, all things become new. That's the day when, amen, when I passed from darkness into light. Amen. That's the day my Lord, amen, reached down further than I could ever reach up and saved me from hell, amen. That's the best day of my life. I don't want to ever get over it. Don't plan on it. Amen. But how many people has really gotten over being saved? Amen. How many people sit on their seats to do nothing, amen, and think everything's all right? When we got people out in this lost and dying world, dying and going to hell just like I was. I was just minding my own business at my own house, had a whole yard sale going on. I was just minding my business in Pickens County, South Carolina. I didn't have a care in the world. I was just living my life, doing what I'd always done, just living my life. But my life was wicked and ungodly before God. I didn't realize how wicked and ungodly I was until April 4th, 2010. When I see my Lord and Savior, amen, high and lifted up, he said, "If I be high and lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me." And that day my life changed. I give my life to the Lord that night, that Sunday night. Amen. I walked out the church doors lost as a ball of high weeds that morning. And I'm glad when somebody walked out those church doors, amen, they was following me, amen, seeking me all the day long. Because he wanted my life. He wanted my life to be turned around. Just like he wants all of your lives to be turned around. Just like he wants people's lives in this world to be turned around. But how are their lives going to be turned around if we don't look at our own lives and what we're doing in our lives? See, before I was called into missions, I was teaching Sunday school. I was preaching in nursing homes. I do whatever the Lord called me to do, amen. I go witnessing, amen. I go, amen, preach wherever God allowed me to preach. And I wonder, I had opportunities to candidate the pastor churches here and there, but it seems like all those doors closed in my face. And I asked God one day, he says, why are all these doors open and then they close? And our home church was at missions conference. Amen. It's a good time for God to speak to hearts. Amen. God opened up a door for me that night and turned the light on, and it was for missions. And I'm going to tell you, that was not the door I wanted open. I reached through that door, I turned that light off, and I shut that door. And I went back to living my life. But all those opportunities I was telling you about started to shrivel. They started to dry up. They started becoming non-existent. I look in my Bible and try to teach Sunday school, and it'd be like I was looking at blank pages. You say, why was that? Because I was disobeying God in my own life. Then I had to come to... I'm glad I got a godly wife, amen. She finally got fed up with me. And she wanted to know what was going on with me. And I told her, I believe God's called me into missions. You know what she said? Why ain't you surrendered? Because you're making all of us miserable. But for 173 days, I was fighting the call of God on my life. I wonder how many people in this room tonight may be fighting the call of God on your life. God may have something really big in your life, but you sit there and say, well, I'll do that tomorrow. I got time. I can go a couple more weeks. I ain't got to do that right now. We just realized here, we're not promised tomorrow. We're not promised another day. Amen. That neighbor he may told you to go witness to, they may, when they leave their driveway that morning, amen, God told you to go speak to them before they left. You say, I ain't got time, I'm going to be late for work. You get in your car and you leave, and they get hit by a drunk driver on the way to work. Amen. They're off into eternity. They spend eternity in hell. For what is your life? I can remember when I got saved. But I can also tell you that life is short. I lived 27 years for the devil. I want to live all the rest of my days for the Lord, proclaiming what he's done for me in my life. He took this old poor, wretched, nothing, amen. And go tell everybody about a Savior, amen, that can save them. So unworthy to go to the places I get to go. Amen. So unworthy to see the places I get to see. But what is my life? What is yours? See, we can see the shortness of life, but a lot of times we're selfish with our own lives. We worry more about how's that going to better me. God may be telling you to walk away from your job, amen, and step out into the ministry. Amen, that was one of the biggest steps I ever had to take in my life. You know what made it even harder? I got a raise the week before I put in my resignation. My boss said, you just got raised last week. I said, I know. God's going to give me a bigger one. Amen. God can do so much more with your life. But a lot of times we're so selfish with our own lives. We don't want to trust God. We're to live by faith, not by sight. Amen. We're to walk out. Amen. Walk that straight and narrow way. Amen. But a lot of times we want to plan and make everything according to our plans. Guess what? Our plans ain't God's plans. He's got a plan for us, amen? We don't know what that plan is, but he does. But what is your life? What are you willing to give up for him? What are you willing to walk away from for him? You don't have tomorrow. You don't have next week. You don't have next month. You don't have next year. You have today. And I guarantee you, you'll never regret doing what he tells you to do in your life if you'll just follow him. I can't tell you how many times, Amen. God has blessed us. Amen. I mean, it's unbelievable. But I had to get surrendered to God. I had to lay aside my selfish ways. I had to lay aside, amen, my fears and my doubts. But if you surrender to Him, He can do something for you in your life. Don't put it off. Don't put it off till tomorrow. Get with Him today. Walk with Him today. Because you don't know who's the next preacher you may be witnessing to. The next Sunday school teacher. The next bus driver. You don't know who that person you're going to go witness to. See, I was just minding my own business at a yard sale. Trying to sell a little love seat, sleeper sofa. But God had bigger plans for me in my life. He's got bigger plans for you too. You just got to be willing to submit to Him and His will for you and your life. God's will is a whole lot bigger than we could ever imagine. Just like the brother said, we all spend times like to put Him in a box and keep Him sealed up. And said, you can't go out these boundaries. He's not in a box, amen. He's the one that stepped out on nothing, amen, and created everything. Amen. We forget the power of God, amen. Tonight, He's still powerful, amen. He still can run the course, amen. He's still got our course mapped out for us. But are we willing to submit our life to Him? I ask you, church, tonight, are you willing to submit your life? Lay aside your selfishness. And lay aside the things that you think you need to do. And just live for Him.